Well, with this time we have together right now, we're going to explore two teachings of Jesus that can be very helpful in times that are complex and ambiguous and unpredictable. And we are definitely in that time, maybe all the time, but especially now as we're 4 months away from a presidential election. And on this 4th of July weekend, I hope that we can listen to the words of Jesus to help us be the kind of people we want to be. So Jesus gives us words of wisdom all the time. And we want to listen to Jesus as best we can, especially if we're a follower of Jesus. Now, if you are like, I like Jesus, but I'm not totally in on following him as my Lord and Savior, that's okay. You still might want to know what he has to say. Jesus offers all kinds of wisdom, but there are two teachings that I think are incredibly important for us to have in front of mind, in top of mind, in front of heart, when we're going through complex and ambiguous and unpredictable times. Now, we may just be facing a lifetime and a world, a future, that is just simply volatile, complex, ambiguous. But right now in America, we are going through a presidential election season, and on this 4th of July weekend that we've just celebrated, maybe we're feeling some feelings. Maybe we're feeling some anxiety. Maybe we're wondering about where this is all gonna go. Now, we can't solve all of that, and there are some things we should be thinking about in all of this, but what we absolutely can do is to make sure that as followers of Jesus, we are following the wisdom that Jesus offers and will help us in these hard times. Now, the two teachings that I want to lift up for us are these. Jesus calls us to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves when we are going into hard times. And the second one is to seek to be served and not to be served. These two pieces of wisdom can help us now and help us always, and I hope we can embrace them in our lives. Now, when Jesus says to be as wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove, the first time he was talking about this was with his followers when they were being commissioned to go out into the world to bring his message of God's love to all people. The thought was that he saw his people as sheep and they were going to send them out to the wolves. Now, Jesus was using this all metaphorically, of course, but it can help us get an understanding of how God wants us to live and how God wants us to be. What Jesus, I think, is saying there is that we are to seek wisdom above all else, and that we are to try to be innocent to mean that we're not guilty as we live. To pursue wisdom over winning, maybe, to pursue innocence over being the one who gets what they want. When we do this, we are following the wisdom that Jesus has for us. I mean, think about it. When you seek to be wise, no one cries. But when you seek to be right, lots of us get in a fight. So when we have a frame of reference for ourselves about what this looks like, we can definitely be the kind of people Jesus wants us to be at all times. The second thing that Jesus teaches that can be helpful now, we are to seek to serve and not to be served. And in a world that tells us we should be served, in a world that tells us that might makes right, being reminded that we are to seek to serve is very important for us. Again, Jesus offers this up to his disciples, actually right after they're arguing about who's going to be his second in command once he was in charge. And he reminds them that greatness is not defined as the world defines it, but greatness is defined as God defines it, as Jesus would define it, and as Jesus would show them how to live. And so we want to seek to serve and not to be served. We don't want to have people doing things for us that we wouldn't do for ourselves. Rather, we want to come down and help people where they need to be helped, to serve those in need. Now, for many of us, we have opportunities to do that, and we want to keep pursuing those. But additionally, one of the things we need to think about is how can we do this with the people that are our neighbors, with our friends and our family that we spend the most time with. Now, I mention this in particular because when we think about serving, we don't always think about how do we do that around the people around us. We think about how we can help those in need, and we should do that. But sometimes we need to think about how do we serve the people we spend the most time with. Now, as a follower of Jesus, hopefully you are kind and considerate. So I really hope that people are consistently saying, wow, they are such a nice person. You know, Susie is just the nicest. Now, maybe they think you're just being nice, but hopefully it's rooted in your desire to show them love. But what if you were able to serve your neighbors, serve your family, serve your friends in a way where they said, you know what? Jacob is the most helpful person I know. Chris is so helpful. He'd give you the shirt off his back. Anytime I need a hand, he helps. And sometimes, you know what? Steve actually offers to help me before I even ask. That's taking being a neighbor to the next level. That's taking showing love to the next level. Because when people see that you're helpful, you've actually been probably seeking to serve them. And that's really important because the fact of the matter is we are probably going to find ourselves at odds or a disagreement with our friends, with our family, and our neighbors, the people we live with, the people we work with. And if we are willing to seek to serve them, to help them, then we're going to serve the best that they have, to serve what they need and not what we want. And that will help us make it through some difficult times as well. Now, I hope that we will follow the wisdom of Jesus always, but I hope that in particular, in these difficult times, we will follow it all the more. Because when we seek to be wise and innocent, we seek to be the kind of people that God wants us to be. And when we seek to serve those and not to be served, we transform the world as God wants us to transform it. This is the wisdom that God has for us, and this is the wisdom that God wants us to follow. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you for the gift of your Son and the wisdom that Jesus gives to us. Holy God, we indeed come before you asking that you will help us to follow this wisdom in these complex and ambiguous and unpredictable times. And God, help us to celebrate the fact that you give us this wisdom and that it's here for us to listen to, it's here for us to take in, and it's here for us to follow so we can be who you want us to be. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.